Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Age of Radio.
Pre-roll time. The Cheers to Comics podcast is proudly brought to you by Inked Marketing. And the Inked Marketing crowdfunded comic for this here episode is Alpha Dogs. Alpha Dogs. So, if you're into Lost and you're into Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, this is the book for you. They had me at The Incredible Journey. Never watched Lost, but The Incredible Journey, it's my shit. Like, I just introduced my kids to it the other day. So, Buck, the regenerative pit bull. I mean, come on. Is there anything else that he needs? How about strength? Heightened strength. Heightened intelligence. Already smart dogs. Already strong dogs. Now the dog can spit bullets out of its chest when it gets shot. This is my kind of book, man. So, if I were you, I'd jump on Kickstarter and search Alpha Dogs right now. Right now, you still got a few days left to do this, so hop on it. Alpha Dogs, brought to you by Inked Marketing. Well, hello again. Welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I'm your host, Brian Wayne, and this is episode 298. The 298th episode of the Cheers to Comics podcast will be a pull list priorities. I'll be going over the final order cutoffs for April 5th, as well as the new comic book day releases for, what would that be, the 7th? Yes, the 7th of April. So, yeah, let's get excited about that, huh? Before I get into all of that, though, I don't really have the opportunity to talk news much anymore since I'm not really doing the highlight episodes now. But I will say, conveniently enough, about 11 and a half minutes after I got done recording last week's pull list priorities, the news of all comic book news broke. Marvel saying bye-bye to Diamond, going to Penguin Random House Publishing. This is huge. I mean, this, like I said, this is as big as it gets. I've been predicting the fall of Diamond for quite some time. You know, and I've been predicting it. I've been saying it. You know, and nothing's official yet. You know, Marvel or Diamond can still distribute Marvel books. They just have to buy their books through Penguin. That being said, their discounts are going to change drastically, I would imagine. So it's not going to make sense to go through them. I think this is the nail in the coffin for Diamond. I do. Steve Jeppy seems rather optimistic still, you know. And Chuck Rosansky, the owner of Mile High Comics, I follow him pretty closely. You know, he's a local. I see him like twice a week. He actually had lunch with Steve, and, you know, he claims he's got some good ideas. I don't know what these ideas are yet, but, you know, I mean, Chuck's gonna stay behind him and back him. I don't know how well that's gonna prove to work out for anyone, but we'll see. There's some people that are very, very loyal to Diamond, you know, these retailers, but in the end, I think more people are, I think they're happier that it's going this way. I don't know what this means. I don't know if, you know, because it's going through Penguin, are we going to start seeing comic book shelves pop up in, you know, the Walmarts and King Supers and grocery stores and shit like that? I wouldn't mind it. And I know it sounds like death to comic book stores. But at the same time, King Supers isn't selling fucking collectibles and statues and, you know, trading cards and things like that. There's still plenty of things to keep comic book stores open. And I'm sure that there's going to be, you know, so many accommodations. And Penguin's already reaching out. You know, the day the news broke, I immediately, you know, reached out to Mile High and texted my dude and was like, "Hey, man." And he's like, "Yeah, I actually literally just got off the phone with Penguin. They just called to see if we needed anything." And yeah, and I'm like, "Dude, that's some fucking customer service right there. You know, that's badass. That's super badass. I think there, what is there, like 260 stores throughout the nation or something like that? Or is it 600? I don't know. So, my numbers are mixed up, but, well, you know, if they were to go through, and granted, my shop is the world's largest comic book store. So, I mean, it would make sense for them to reach out to them early. But still, I find that it's a pretty solid move. In the end, you know, I think this is just another step in the industry. You know, it's a minor speed bump, but honestly, I think the speed bump was COVID and DC bailing, and this is just the, you know, speed bumps have both sides. You got to go up it and you got to go down it, and I think we're finally starting to come on the other end of the speed bump here. It's been a big one. It's been a long one, you know, but you almost forgot you were on the speed bump. But not me, not me. I knew it was coming. You know, I've got faith in Penguin. They've been distributing for a long time, and yeah. Marvel clearly has faith in them. You know, Disney, that says something. DC, it wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me if they went over to Penguin. I don't know. I kind of like this idea. Initially I thought, uh-oh, but, you know, taking 5 minutes to analyze everything. In the end, I think we're good. You know, I'm sorry for Diamond, you know, kind of. Yeah, a little bit, very much so, but not all the way, if that makes sense. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Other than that, Comic-Con. San Diego's fucking up, yo. Yeah, they decided they're going to do Comic-Con after all. Once again, all this news is breaking, like, right after I get done recording. So some of this might be old to you, a week old, but what are you going to do, huh? Comic-Con. Thanksgiving weekend. Nobody's happy about it. So, I mean, that's essentially the news. Take that for what you will. Would you go to Comic-Con? Would you travel to San Diego? The weekend, Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving's on Thursday. But you know what? Comic-Con starts on Thursday. So, yeah, no, I don't know. I'm not for this. You could have seriously done it a week later. Or, you know, 2 weeks later. Give some people some time to rest so they don't have to travel two weekends in a row. I think it's just a silly rushed move. I have not had any desire to go to Comic-Con, you know, the San Diego Comic-Con, at all. So this doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. I'm not a lucky person. I'm not going to play their lotteries. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to be looking forward to Fan Expo Denver when they decide to do that. I hear it's going to be Christmas Day. Kidding. I don't know. But they might pull one off by the end of the year. It's very possible. Oh, man. But, yeah, that's all I'm going to talk about for news. Let's get down to the meat and taters of this here show. Let's talk about some priorities of the DC sort. The final order cutoffs. The books that you need to pre-order in order to make sure that they get existified. Yep, they don't get printed unless you pre-order them. And how does your shop know you want the book? How would they know? No, you have to tell them ahead of time. And then they tell the other people, and the people say, "Ah, this many more." And then they keep them going. But if you don't, then the press stops, and then you got to pay silly, stupid dollars on eBay. And you're getting the snickle fritz, too, man. Those eBay dealers, they're not giving you the top of their fucking stock. No, they're giving you the damages. They're sending all the good stuff to CGC to flip on your ass later. You know? They're giving you the damages. So, my point is, it's just pre-order your books, and the opportunity for heartache lessens dramatically. So, there you go. Listen to me, or don't. Or don't. And just hang out by the shelf on Wednesday and hope. Because hope, you know? Hope. Action Comics, number 1030. There's a couple covers here, as per usual. Julian Tatino Tedesco is getting the variant. Best name to say in all of comics, Julian Tatino Tedesco. That's pretty rad, man. Not being a Superman fan, that one's neato. Really, the big one, the huge one, the book that's probably going to be incredibly over-ordered, but make sure you get yours. DC's been telegraphing this book for a while, so as far as, you know, the first appearance of Miracle Molly goes, I don't think she's going to be as sought after as Punchline. Everybody and their mother knows that this one's coming. No one saw Punchline coming in Hell Arisen number 3. So, yeah. With that being said, Batman number 108. There's going to be some... Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Now, there's some covers here. We got, you know, we're A&R B cover, the Stanley Art Germ. Then we got the 1 in 25. That Riccardo Federici cover is incredible. Like, all of the 1 in 25 Federici covers have been. And then we get a 1 in 50 Art Germ foil variant. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to get a few of these. I don't think I'm going to order 25 of them. I think that my shop's going to have an abundance of the 1 in 25s out there. I don't know. It's hard to say. But it just kind of depends on how people receive this character. You know, there's a million copies of Spawn out there, and people still love Spawn. You know, that book, it took fucking 30 years, but the book's, you know, it's starting to gain value. So you never know with these comics, man, you never know. I think at best this is a long-term investment if you're a speculator, but, I don't know, the incentive variant's definitely good for a quick flip, at least the 1 in 50, I don't know about the 1 in 25. It's hard to say. It's not her first cover appearance, you know, so, I don't know, I think technically the A cover would be considered the first cover appearance. I think that's how they do that, that's how they consider that, you know, if there's a line of covers, an A and a B and a R that all come out in the same week, and it's, you know, they all got, yeah, I think it's the A cover that gets credit for first cover appearance. If I'm wrong on that, give me some examples, folks, at Cheers to Comics. Continuing on the DC FOCs, we've got Batman Fortnite number 1 going into a second printing. That could be something, possibly to speculate on. I don't do Fortnite, so I have no interest in this whatsoever. But also we have number 3 on the FOCs of the same series, Batman Fortnite 0. Mikhail Janine on the A cover, and is that Jim Lee and Scott Williams on the B? Alright. Jim Lee drawing Fortnite. That looks like Snake Eyes. What's going on here? That is Snake Eyes. What? How? I'm confused. I don't know what this is. Whatever. It's probably going to be huge. I'm going to miss out on it because I don't give a shit about Fortnite. But why is... Alright. well, let's see here. What else is that? What is that? Oh, and there's also a premium Donald Mustard cardstock minimum 25 copy order. So, DC does this thing where, to me, I don't know why they just don't call it an incentive. Oh, okay. I get it. I do get it now. All right. A 1 in 25 incentive would be for every 25 copies of a book that you order, then you're allowed to order the one. But the minimum 25 copy is you don't get this book unless you order 25 copies of it. Or if you order 25 copies of all of the covers, does it unlock this book? I'm not sure. But regardless, just know that there are three covers out there, one of which may be a little bit harder to find. That one could be something. And then Batman Superman. This has been... I'm so stoked on Batman Superman right now. But this... What is this cover? Who is this? Rodolfo Migliar. That is incredible. I love a pointy-eared Batman. And this is... Fuck, man. It's like a... Oh, shit. Joe Kelly meets Alex Ross. That's what this reminds me of. It's so good. I love that cover. Ah, damn. Oh, Detective 1034 is getting a second printing. That's definitely something... fuck, that needs to be written down. Yeah, no, there is a slight cameo appearance of, Robin's sidekick, fucking not Fast Track, hold on to your stuff, what is her name, Sideline? Robin's sidekick. Nope. Oh, come on. It just keeps... not Robin's sidekick nickname. Ah, jeez. Flatline. That's what it is. Flatline. Sorry for those of you that had to endure that. yeah, no, there was a surprise cameo of Flatline in there. I don't know. But regardless, second printings of... I think it's going to be something. Maybe something small. Might take a while, but I don't think it's a terrible investment, is what I'm saying. And then we got Detective 1035. Two covers on that one. Oh, that Bermejo cardstock. They're so good. I had to drop these, though. I have so many of them. I took up an entire wall display with my Bermejo cardstock variants for a while. So... Oh, man. But this is another banger, though. So fucking good. So good. And even the A cover, was that the Penguin? Wait, hold on. No, that's not the Penguin. Sorry, it was a small, what the fuck do you call it? Thumbnail. Who is that? Afatol. Roland Worth. Alright. Might be something there, too. Hold on. Let's read this. Introducing Mr. Worth. Yep, no, here we go. Another first appearance. Let me get in on that. Yeah, you heard it here, people. You heard it here. Yeah, no, I'm just writing down that I need to order four copies. Oh, you know what I didn't talk about in the news? Are the DC price tags going up? Yeah. $6 books and $5 books is just going to be the regular thing now. I don't know how, I mean, how am I supposed to feel good about that? You know? Alright, Harley Quinn number 2. This is the new, is it Stephanie Phillips, I believe? Yep, Stephanie Phillips and Riley Rossmo. Oh, man. My number one, it didn't make it into my bag, and... When I went to go pick up my books yesterday, I forgot to grab my old shit. So I didn't get the chance to read Harley number 1 yet, but I very much look forward to it. I do, very much. I'm excited. And then there's a Derek Chu cardstock variant as well. It's very typical Derek Chu Harley Quinn badassness. So colorful. Nightwing 78 getting a second printing. Why, you might ask? Well, is there anything huge that happens in here? Any major first appearances? I wouldn't say that. You know, we get a family member of a major villain, the former major villain, kind of coming up. I don't know if she's appeared before, but more than anything, I think it's just a demand of people being excited for a Nightwing book again. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna get just one because you know. I don't think it's a huge one to speculate on. I think it's a long-term hold. But the second printing cover, you know what? Just for the sake of the cover, I am going to get two. I think people are going to be all over this. Just for the cover, now that I look at it. That's gorgeous. Jesus Christ, who did that? Bruno Redondo. Wow. Still only a $4 price tag on that one, so that's nice. I don't know when this price hike is going to occur. The big one. The big, big, big one. Fuck. Part of me wants to. You know what? At just a $4 price tag, I am. I'm going to go all in on Robin number one this week. I think I'm going to get 25. When's the release date? In-store date, the 27th. Sweet, so it'll come out towards the end of the month. Badass. That means my discount is at its max. this is huge, and there's an amazing 1-in-25 cardstock variant, and I think that would be the... she's on the cover here, it looks like. On the A cover, I mean. But yeah, no, she's on the B cover, or no, not on the B cover. Is she? Yep, looks like she's on the B cover as well. The wraparound, that's so rad, man. That's so rad. Yeah, I think I'm going to get 20 of the A and 5 of the B, and then get myself one of these 1-in-25. Ricardo Federer. Oh, man, that is nice. That is nice. This is the one, guys. This is the one this week. I'm telling you. Oh, we got a crossover here. All right, what is this? Ruby and Justice League crossing over in a seven-parter. All right. I'm not a Ruby fan, so I'm not going to be in this at all. I'll pick up one copy just for the sake of speculation and hold on to it and probably one day blow the dust off of it and sell it to some sucker. But I don't know. Ruby's not for me. Not my kind of thing. Teen Titans Academy number 2. Let's see. There are two covers on this one. That Philip Tabb cover is pretty neat. Oh, shit. You know what? There's a Robin wearing a red X. I'm telling you, I think it's fucking Damian Wayne, man. I think it's Damian Wayne. I don't know. Might not be. Might not be. Fuck. No, that's... Okay, no. No, I think it is. Son of a bitch. No, everybody's wearing the red X. Okay. And this A cover. I don't know. But you know what? Alright, the question mount around the new school formed by the original team. What's going on with Billy Batson's access to the powers of Shazam? Who's masquerading as the new Red X? Yeah, I don't know if they're going to answer this or not, but I think I'm going to grab probably 5 copies of this as well. Man, this is a big week for DC speculation. Big week. Like, yep, 5 of that. Fuck, man. What am I looking at here? 40 DC books so far. Yep. Good thing it's over. That's it. Oh shit, what is this? This Robin 250 minimum order cardstock variant? Who did that? Andy Kubert. Oh man. That one's going to be huge, guys, if you can get your hands on that. But all of these this week. Between the second printings, the Robin, Teen Titans Academy number 2, Detective 1035, we've got a first appearance. Yeah, I mean, this is a massive, massive week to possibly make a buttload of money as a speculator. I'm going in on this, man. Robin's never had a sidekick before. Damian Wayne's never had a sidekick before. I think Flatline's going to be fucking massive. I think it's going to be way bigger than what's her face? Damn it. Miracle Molly. So, yeah. 100% yes. Man. Well, Batman 108. Yeah, that's the other big one to fucking speculate on. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how big to go in on. I'm going to get 5. Yeah, 5. Sorry, I'm writing this down as I talk to you because of all of the weeks to not get my DCFOCs in on time, this would be the biggest one to fuck up on. So, yeah, man. Huge. Let's see what else is going on with the FOCs in the rest of the world. Let me pull up old previews world here. Get it on the catalog on the FOCs for April 5th. Get in my filters and launchy poo. All right. So these books you have until Monday at the absolute latest to pre-order, but don't stall. Don't stall. I got taught a lesson last week, actually. I did. I got taught a lesson for stalling. I missed both of my FOCs. I lucked out on DC. they were able to kind of go through and adjust their order, but with all my other stuff, I'm gonna miss out, man. I'm gonna have to go to Hooked On Comics on Tuesday at the pre-sale show at 5 p.m. Eastern time. On Facebook and nsclivetv.com. Yeah, how's that for a plug? All right, let's do this. From Vault Comics on the FOCs, we got Shadow Service number 7, 2 covers on that one. Witchblood number 2. I hear some people talking about Witchblood a little bit. There might be a little bit of a motion to this as far as options go. Has potential. It looks like there's an A, a B, and a C on that one. All right. What else here? That's it for Vault. I'm gonna kind of scoot through these real quick and pay more attention to like the number ones and the books to spec on. Shadow Man, number 1. Yeah, this is one that we want to be all in on. All in as far as get excited, it's time to read. As far as speculating goes, maybe not so much. No, I'd pick up maybe a copy or two. It's only a matter of time before the Valiant Universe really kicks off proper. And when that happens, these new storylines and everything, they're going to play part into that. So, it's... you never know with comics, man. I think all of these new Valiant relaunches have so much potential behind them as far as the flipper market goes. But this Shadow Man, of course, I'm all in on it. And if you want to hear a great review, an early review, check out ODPH. They had awesome review of they got an early review of this book. I got my early copy as well, but I don't like to look at them early, man. That's just I don't take advantage of my media privileges. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible media man. But what are you gonna do? So yeah, just that one book from Valiant. But I say just like it's only something. I love that Scout is on the FOCs now. But with the Diamond going away, I don't know. Too little too late, I guess. Black Friday number 1 is going into a second printing. I have the ash can of this. I have the A cover of this as well, I believe. Yeah, no, I say go pick up a copy or two of the second printing of these. The Scout universe is just getting started, man. It's just getting started, so... Yeah. By the Horns number 1 also going into a second printing as well as Stake. So 3 very, very... awesome titles from Scout that people are talking about, all getting reprints, so that's saying something, man. That's saying something. I'm going to get in on at least one of each of all of those. Anything from Oni Press? Yeah, we got Dryad number 10 on Oni Press. Now I got to do some scrolling here. Try not to miss anything. Don't scroll too fast, Brian. Black Mask? Anything from Black Mask? Yes, we've got Destiny New York number 2. I don't know what that is. From Pat Shand and Manuel Pretano? After meeting the mysterious Lilith, former prophecy girl Logan McBride's life is thrown into turmoil when her ex and now rising MMA star and former prophecy girl herself, Bailey, comes back into town. Also, Gia is hanging out with Lilith, you know, the woman she's destined to kill. Basically, everything is going well. Cool. Right on. That's actually not a bad fucking premise there. And description. Thank you for giving me a decent description. That was good. So yeah, Black Mask. Antarctic? Yeah, you got your Gold Digger number 281. We got a Gold Digger coloring book. Okay. And Ninja High School number 179 and 180, because why not? So your, you know, typical Antarctic stuff you're probably already subscribed to. Aftershock, we've got I Breathe the Body number 4, Nuclear Family number 3, and Shadow Doctor number 3. Shadow Doctor probably, I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a low-key hit. I think the problem is not enough people have got their hands on it. It's just a matter of time, and boom. Yeah, man. Nuclear Family I hear great things about, but for whatever reason, it just won't show up on my fucking pull list. No matter how many times I add it, it's just, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if they're just not shipping it. It's not showing up on my invoices, so I don't know if there's a problem with the adding system, I don't know. I'll probably have to read this one in trade, which is a bummer, because I think it's, once again, has a lot of potential. Ablaze, we have, Unsacred, Volume 2, Number 6, 4 covers on that one. Yeah, man, some, that B cover's pretty funny. Oh, man, it's good stuff. But I'm not a series I'm reading, though, so I don't have much to say about it. Boom. Yeah, Boom Studios, we got Abbott 1973 on its fourth issue. Looks like there's a couple of covers there. Berserker number 1 getting a third printing. All right, I'm going to write this down. I know that I said Berserker number 1 is probably the worst book to speculate on. I mean that as far as the first printing goes. Because there's like 700,000 copies out there, I think. The reprints, far less ordered. They're going to be far more sought after down the road, so yes. And it's fucking Dan Mora doing this. So, 100%. Number 1, third print, foil. I'm going to get me 3 of those. Even at $6 a piece, yeeks. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is on the 25th issue. Cool. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on that one. You got a blank. You got a foil cover. A Quinones cover. All right, cool. Cool. Dune, House Atreides. Halfway there with the 6th issue. And Jenny Friss and B cover. All right. And Firefly on its 28th issue. 2 covers there. Magic the Gathering, number 1, getting a second printing somehow. Makes me wonder. I'm going to add this to my list here just in case. But I don't know. That's surprising to me. It's very surprising. But who knows? Why not? The list is big enough. What's another fucking $5 this week? And then Once in Future number 18. That wraps up Boom. Big Boom week. Definitely that Berserker third print foil cover though. that's you want in on that for sure. Anything we're talking about with Diamond? Nope. I don't mean to judge the people that work on these books, and there's no judgment at all to the people that work on these books. Get your money, dudes, dudettes, whoever's doing this. But as far as me, I'm not going to keep shouting out a book that probably doesn't have a whole lot of substance to the actual reading material, you know? People collect these books for the covers, so... Yeah, and it's an audio podcast, and, yeah. That's the excuse I'm going with this week for not wanting to tell you about any Dynamite books coming out. There's a bunch of them. It's the same old bullshit. IDW. We've got, My Little Pony Transformers Chapter 2. Issue number 1 of a little 4-part miniseries coming back at ya. Yes, the crossover continues, it seems. Two covers to choose from on that one. First one, very popular. As far as me?
No.
See? Brought on the old Yanni yawns. Now I think it's this calming tea that I'm drinking right now. Got up super early to record the Real Brains podcast and then realized I didn't have much to talk about. And, you know, when I record, that early, I have my tea in the morning. This one kind of knocked me out. Whatever. Check out the Real Brains podcast. It's everywhere. Sonic the Hedgehog, number 39. Two covers there. We got Osagi Ojimbo, number 6. Well, the old Peach Momoko's covers. Yep. Don't have much to say about that one, but that's the final issue on that little Wanderers thingy she's doing there. Dark Horse. From Dark Horse, Critical Role, Vox Machina, Origins, number Chapter 3, number 2. Alright, what is this? Cyberpunk, You Have My Word, number 4. Alright. I don't know anything about Cyberpunk. Never played the game. I don't know. Didn't get the comic series, but this is chapter 2 of the comic series if you did that. And here you go. And Bartosz Sidibar. It's probably not how you say his name, but close enough, right? Two covers on that one. And then we've got more video game stuff. Dragon Age Fortress, number 2 of a little 3-parter. So that's the Dark Horse stuff. Let's wrap up the indies with some Image. Bitterroot number 12. You've got your A cover connecting. It's just the one cover. Still connecting to that. I like how the cool thing about this series is that if you get all the A covers, each story arc all connects. It's awesome. Crossover number 6.
Oh, shit.
You're going to want to go big on this one, according to Donnie Cates. I already pre-ordered 6 of the A and, I don't even know. I think I accidentally pre-ordered the B cover, but, I'm gonna have to change that to the C cover. Yeah. I don't want 6 blanks, is what it is. The B cover is the blank. And then there's a Larson cover and a Biederman cover, but I don't have images for those yet, so I don't know. I don't know which one to go in on. Maybe I'll just go on the A. Screw the variants. We'll see. We'll see. This week's gonna kick my ass, man. Deadly Class number 45. Three covers on that one. Department of Truth, number 8, Sienkiewicz getting a B cover, and Scotty Young getting the C cover on that one. Department of Truth. I don't have an image for the Young variant, but the Sienkiewicz cover. Wow. Jesus Christ. I love it, man. I love the series. I love the covers. I love the art. It's incredible. Excellence on its 11th issue now. Goddamn Virgin Brides, wrap it up with its fifth issue, and we've got Helm Grey Castle. What is this? A number one. Oh, fuck with the yawning, I'm sorry. Henry Barajas and Ramahat Handako with Brian Valenza. Look at me go. New Latinx. What? New Latinx, is that what that's supposed to be? Latinx? Latinx fantasy? Okay. By author of critically acclaimed La Voz de Mayo, Tatarambo. Okay. The last dragon prince has been abducted, kept prisoner by an unknown threat, Azteca Mágica. Sorry. I'm having fun with this. Helm Grey Castle and his outsider comrades are here to save the prince, but are recruited by a resistance plotting to overthrow Montezuma. Will Grey Castle help save people of Mexica? Or rescue the Dragon Prince and Blee? Bonus, Helm Grey Castle number 1 includes a Latinx one-shot RPG 5e compatible written by Tristan J. Tarwater and art by Jen Vaughn. Alright. So, I guess what they're saying is it's a Spanish Lord of the Rings. Booyah. Could be huge. Could be nothing. I don't know. It's Image. Hard to say. What is it? Helm Grey Castle. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on that one. Might be. Might not be a bad idea to grab one at least. Then we've got our Savage Dragon 259. You got your A and then your Retro 70s cover. Shadecraft. People are talking about Shadecraft. The Speculators of sorts. Could be a good, you know, a good series. Let's see, is it supposed to be a mini-series or an ongoing? Antonio Fabella doing the art. Jesus Christ, how is this not on my pull list, man? Yeah, no, this one, I think it has a lot of potential, people. I really do. The way the Speculators are talking about it, I really wish I had a copy to read for myself, to say for myself, but this might, I don't know, I just smell something is killing the children, you know? I feel that kind of potential with this. We'll see. We'll see. If it's an ongoing, for sure. Spawn, 317. Jeez, these covers are incredible. We've got your Barons cover on the A, and you got your McFarlane cover on the B, and Matina on the C. God damn. They're so good. All of these. I don't remember the last time there was a bad Spawn cover, to be honest, though. Like, that's one thing McFarlane really fucking prides himself on. God damn. So good. Stray Dogs number 2 is getting a second printing. Damn. Might have to write that down, too. Jeepers creepers with these reprints. But, you know, when when books get popular and people don't pre-order, this is what happens. You know, and it gives me the lots of opportunity to, as somebody that does have my my thumb on the pulse of this, you know, this market. It works out for people like me, you know, that play into this stuff. You know, here to make a couple of bucks off the market as well. Off of these enjoyable creations. So, yeah, man. That's what happens when you don't pre-order. And I'm sitting here preaching pre-order. See how not greedy I am? You know, I could be an asshole and say, oh, no, these books suck. And then knowing in my head that they're going to be huge. And you're going to want them eventually because someone's going to come out and say they're good. And, yeah, but that's not the fucking... I'm not playing the heel, man. That's not my thing. What is this? Summoner's War Legacy. It's a number one from Image, so we definitely gotta take a look, right? Justin Jordan, definitely gotta take a further look. Luca Claretti and Giovanna Nero. Alright, Skybound dives into the wondrous world of Summoner's War, the popular mobile game. Oh, where magical monsters are summoned in a never-ending battle of good versus evil. Okay. I don't really like to read stuff based off video games, but it's Justin Jordan. What is going on? Alright, let me look at this cover, see if I can get an idea here. We got a shark-looking person. That's a dragon. Looks like some Pokemon-looking birds. That's a human person. That's probably not human, because that's magic she's doing. Okay. I don't know. I mean, it's Justin Jordan, so... just because I don't know about the source material doesn't mean in comic book form it's not good. Fuck. There might be something to that one, too. Good lord. This is a heavy week, y'all. Heavy week. And then finally, from the indies on the FOCs, we've got Two Moons. Number 3. 2 covers on that one. Alright, now what's going on with Marvel? Please be a small Marvel week. Please be a small Marvel week. I don't know. That was a lot of scrolling I just did. Alright, Alien number 1 getting a second printing. Jesus Christ. You can't do this to me. That... fuck, let me write this down. Just for the sake of the cover. It's... oh my god. It's so good. And Yuck Lee's killing it. The... wait, no, that's not in Yuck Lee. Who is that? I don't know. That's La Roca. Jesus Christ. It's so fucking good. I've got Beta Ray Bill number 2, a little 5-part miniseries from Daniel Warren Johnson. That's already on your pull list, though, obviously. Black Panther. I believe this is the final issue in this run. Yeah, I'd say so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9, 10, 11, 12 covers on this. The one that you're really, really, really going to need, though, is the Gleason variant. That one's going to be fucking massive. Writing that down now to not forget. This is the final issue of the series. I'm going to get 4 of those. Yep. Alright, Ta-Nehisi Coates has to go on and write Superman now, so he's got to stop writing Black Panther. I don't know. He's a novelist that got into comics, and, you know, it's not my style of comic book reading. I've tried. It's just not for me. So, it's not that I don't like Black Panther, it's not that I don't like Captain America. They're not my 2 favorite characters, but... you know, I'd like to be able to read their stories, and I just, so what does it say here? His landmark run. In the end of an era of the Black Panther as renowned, blah, 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 blah. Over 5 years, Coates has taken the Black Panther to hell and back, and expanded Wakanda and to the distance, okay. Jesus Christ, don't tell me what the writer did. He brings T'Challa full circle back to the home he left behind, and the crown is never fully... what? And the crown has... he has never fully accepted... okay. Jesus Christ with these fucking... this is the story of a king who sought to be a hero, and a hero who was reduced to a slave who advanced into a legend, and the man who has struggled to hold up an empire in his bare hands. The journey will conclude, but the legend remains. Don't miss the close of a blah 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 blah. Drawn by Brian Stelfreeze. Now that's something, right? But yeah, no. There's some really good variants here. But what is this fine art variant? Minimalism. What? Okay, is that what they're... Alright, so it's a Gleason variant. And to me... alright. So when Gleason started doing his webhead variants, this is what I imagine Gleason would start doing. He would start taking the same type of imagery that worked with the source material, the character they're doing. It works for spider webs to, you know, do a webhead variant on Gleason. Doesn't work for spider webs to be done on fucking Yoda, you know? With this, it's the watercolor type of painting. This Black Panther, it feels right, you know? I don't know. I don't. It says fine art variant minimalism on here. It says Stormbreakers. I don't know what this Stormbreakers thing is doing. It says all of these variants say Stormbreakers on them. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. No, not all of them. Yeah, no, all of them. All right, what is this? Another fine art variant. Nacha Bustos. All right, let's go through these. We got Nacha Bustos. Juan Cabal. Yeah, okay, they all say fine art and they all say Stormbreakers. All right, gotcha. I'll tell you what, though. That's fucking badass. That Juan Cabal cover is incredible. Jesus Christ. All right, who do we have here on this? Carmen Carneo. Another great one. Another great one. Jesus. These are really good. Joshua Cassara. Fuck, man. Sorry, I'm really taking these in. They're going all out on this Black Panther. Ivan Coelho is amazing. They have the right to call all of these fine art. I'm going to come out and say it. The Momoko variant. Even the Momoko variant, it's pretty neat. It is. It's almost like it's done in charcoal. That's actually pretty cool. Super minimalist. Very minimalist. Not a lot of places to really screw up. But even that one, Jesus. Let's see here. Then we got... Okay, this is a Reborn variant. So this isn't one of their fine arts. Alright, so they're still doing the Reborn. We're still in the B's here, so... and the classic Andy Warhol. What is this? RB Silva. Pop art. Okay, you know what? Now I gotta go through. They all say fine art, but... Alright. So this is... This one said... Alright. Art Brut African. Alright, okay. Okay, I'm seeing what's going on here. And this one says... Flemish... Resistance? I don't know what the... It's too small to read. Renaissance? Oh, Flemish Renaissance. Okay. And then this one... Art Nouveau? French. Blech. And this one is... Byzantine? I think. And then Art Deco. I'm fucking loving this. And then the Gleason was minimalist. And then the Momoko is, I don't know that word, Nihona? Okay. Must be some, is it Japanese? And then, fuck. I'm sorry, I'm really dragging on this Black Panther thing, but yeah. And we got their pop art because Warhol. Yep. And then fucking... Alright, this isn't a fine art one, but this cover is amazing. Sam Spratt? Jesus Christ. Normally when Marvel puts out fucking 77 covers of something, I get all... Bleh, but... Jesus, these are all good. And then Brian Stelfreeze doing the final one here. Yeah. I wouldn't blame anybody for picking up any of these. All of these are amazing. Me personally, if I had to choose one, I mean, all about that Gleason, the minimalist, but... Jesus. You see that? The Jesus just left me. fuck. The pop art one's awesome, but this Sprat variant, it's not one of the fine art variants, but that's incredible. Jesus Christ. Black Widow number 6 on the FOCs. There's a Pacheco Reborn variant. Then we got Cable number 10 on the FOCs. Fantastic Four 31. Fuck, I don't even know if there's anything to speculate on here with these. Let me see. No, not on the Fantastic Four. But I tell you what, though, I did miss something. I did miss something on the Batman Superman. Is what it was. There was supposedly a first appearance that pops up in that one. Artur.io, whatever that means. But and take that for what you. I don't know. I know that's completely off track at this point, but there is. I don't want to, you know, be the guy that forgets something big. You know, I'd hate to be that guy. But back to the Fantastic Four 31. How about this cover? This Mark Brooks cover. This is out of this fucking world. That's insane. And, you know, the crazy thing is that, you know, when you look at this cover, you see all of the lettering and type font on here. This is 100% done by hand. With his Prisma markers and his pencils. This is not digital. This is not Photoshop. This is amazing. The dude is a monster. Mark Brooks, Jesus Christ. Two covers on that one. Miles Morales, number 25. This is a big one, I think. Oh shit, yeah, no, this is the Clone Saga. The Clone Saga begins here. This wraparound variant is amazing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 covers on this one total. The Verigi cover is amazing. That's going to be big. Yep, that Verigi cover is going to be big. You're going to want that one, I bet. I don't know about this left field Deadpool bullshit. Hey, look at... You want to know how... how to ruin Miles Morales? Ask Lee Field to draw him. Watch. See for yourself. That's fucking terrible. It's constant. Ugh. It's fucking gross. Can't stand this fucking art. What else? What's this Reborn variant doing? Oh, Prowler. Prowler on the Reborn. Is that Prowler? No, I don't know who that is. Who the fuck is that supposed to be? The Fist of Justice. I don't know, I missed something. Alright, yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't have an image for the Bagley Skyline variant. I bet it's huge, too. I'm probably going to have to get one, two of the A, one of the Bagley, and one of the Verigis. Yep. Yep, let me fucking make sure I write down my miles. Because sometimes when I'm going to do this, I'm like, I'm already subscribed to that book, and I forget that there's some shit behind it. You know? I don't know what this Clone Saga's got. You know, people aren't excited on the Clone Saga. They aren't. But me, personally, I actually am. Who's writing it? Saladino Med. I am. This is going to be me reading Miles Morales again. You know, it's fallen off of my reading pile, but, yeah, I don't know, we'll see. We got MODOK Head Games wrapping up with its fourth issue. Oh, yeah, I am so fucking excited for this book to come out so that I can get Jason Blum on the podcast. This has been my favorite miniseries. It's period. My favorite miniseries from Marvel is fucking MODOK. We got New Mutants number 17... We got some Savage Avengers, number 20. A couple covers on that one. Silk, number 2. Could be something there. Let's see. Spider-Man, Curse of the Man-Thing, number 1. I don't know. Anything that's the Man-Thing, I'm probably going to get on. Okay, so we had Avengers, Curse of the Man-Thing. Now we're getting Spider-Man, Curse of the Man. Okay, I see what we're doing here. Yeah, 100% yes, I'll be on this one. Let's see, Vader, number 11, hold on, what is this, Star Wars Empire 40th Anniversary, number 1, alright, that A cover is pretty amazing. Did I see that on the, let's see, One-shot collection of 36 variant covers. Okay, gotcha. So it just collects variants. That's what's going on. All the variant covers that came out. Right on. Let's see. Movie post. All right, cool. Then we've got The Marvels, number 1. So we had Marvel and then Marvels and now The Marvels. What is this? All new ongoing series. Yep. Yep. I think I see a new character in there somewhere. Maybe a couple. All right. Kurt Busiek is back with the biggest, wildest, most sprawling series ever to hit the Marvel Universe, telling stories that span the decades and range from cosmic adventure to intense human drama, from the street level to the cosmic, starring literally anyone from Marvel's very first heroes to the superstars of tomorrow. This first issue includes an invasion from orbit, a picnic in Prospect Park, superhero sightseeing in Manhattan, and an all-winter squad in 1947, Reed Richards during his time in military intelligence, cosmic beings beyond space and time, and that's only for starters. Featuring Captain America, Spider-Man, the Punisher, Human Torch, Storm, Black Cat, the Golden Age, Vision. Ah, okay, that's what that is. Arrow. Okay, that's what that is. Iron Man and Thor. And introducing two brand new characters. Oh, see? Maybe that's not who those are at all. Son of a bitch. Yeah, times three? Jesus Christ. This week is a killer. A killer. Yeah, we're going to be all over that one. And then there's a Pacheco variant as well on that. Let's take a look. I can't tell if these are new characters at all. Oh, one of those might be. Yeah. All right. Oh shit. Yeah. No. Okay. Maybe on the B cover as well, people. Maybe that B cover as well. Look at Reed Richards with his dog tag and his guns. And Ben Grimm. Oh, that's so fucking badass. That's so cool. I'm all over that. And then we got U.S. Agent wrapping up with its fifth issue. Two covers on that one. And then X-Men Legends. And yes, the JTC action figure variant. Mm-hmm. Number three. Figure. Jesus Christ. What a long FOC list this week, but important. Very, very important. So, I'm going to take a little breaky-poo here. I'm going to get me some tea. I've gone through my whole teas at that, those FOCs. But remember, I cannot stress the importance of this, people. I'm going all in hardcore this week. As of right now, I have, just on new editions, 5, 6, 10, 12, plus 25 is 37, 42, 45, 46, 47, 48, 52, 53, 55, 56, 57 new editions on my FOCs this week. Or 57 issues on my FOCs this week, not new editions. Yes, going big on some of them for sure. Robin, all the way. That's probably the one to go all in on. Is it telegraphed? Yes it is. But I don't think it's, I think people are paying really, really close to Batman 108, you know? And honestly, I might not even get 5 of that. I might drop down to 3 of that. We'll see. Let's see. Teen Titans Academy. I don't know, man. I think there might be something to that one. New characters popping up in the Marvels. Miles Morales. Oof, so many great Black Panther covers. I mean, come on. I'm all over this week. So, yes, you take your pick. Plenty to choose from. Once again, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to leave you with an Apocalypse promo, and I'll be right back to talk about the books coming out next week on, the 7th of April. There you go.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan J.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and parlay points are a companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm back. Like I said, I would be. It would just be weird if I wasn't. What if I just ended the podcast like that? Yeah, let's talk about the books coming out next week. I got my tea all steeped here, and I had to, during my little break, I had to give Tatiana, the amazing, wonderful Tatiana, who is now fiancified. She's officially part of the family now, guys. So get excited about that. Well, not officially. Officially engaged to become part of the family. Nah, she's always been part of the family, just as much as you are. Congratulations to me, I guess. It's weird, because I don't have a co-host that would normally thank me in that situation. Thank me? Why would they thank me? Congratulate me? Oh, shit. I don't know what's in this tea right now. You know, it's funny, actually. I know exactly what's in this tea. I just read the ingredients, and I don't think that's causing the stupidity here. What the fuck ever? Let's talk about the books coming out next week. Oh, what was I saying? Oh, I was saying I had to tell her how much money we're fixing to spend on the FOCs next week. She gets just as excited as I am. I love it. I love her for it. All right, so let's talk about this, man. Let's talk about what is happening next week. We're talking about Batman number 107. We do have a first appearance in Batman number 107 this week. Why am I talking like an auctioneer trying to sell you something quickly? What am I doing here? Where is it at? April 7th. There we go. What happened? Fuck, who's the first appearance in this one, damn it? Come on with the scrolling. The Gardener. That's who it is. I don't think I went any bigger than I normally would on this one, so I'll have an A and a B cover, but I'll probably have the opportunity to pick up a couple extra covers. I don't know, we'll see what the Gardener turns out to be. I did read, I saw the preview page that she's on. I don't know if it was meant to be a preview page or I got spoiled, but, I mean, pretty cool. Dig that. Crime Syndicate number 2 continues on next week, as well as Far Sector number 11. Oh, we got a number 1. We got a Green Lantern number 1. Teen Lantern arrives. I'm pretty excited about this one. Who's doing this one again? I hate clicking on these things on this site because it makes me have to go back and then forward and then back again. Come on, what's up with the... Marco Santucci and Dexter Soy. All right. I'm still in it. Let's see here. Joker Harley, Criminal Sanity number 8 continues on. That's one that Tatiana's excited about. And then we got Man Bat on its third issue coming out next week. I thought I was on Man Bat, but I guess not. I am on Suicide Squad. Oh, man. How about that Suicide Squad? You know what I just realized? Fucking son of a bitch. I did read Suicide... Yes, I read Suicide Squad. Jeez, I just brain farted for a second. I was like, how did I not fucking read Suicide Squad? Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back. It's good stuff, man. It's so fucking good. Dreaming Waking Hours number 9 coming out there. G. Willow Wilson working on that one. And we got Swamp Thing number 2. I'm excited for the Swamp Thing. Fuck, there's a lot coming out again. Let's see, more trades. Nope, that's it, actually. That's it. So your Batman 107 is definitely the one that you're gonna, you know, hope that you pre-ordered a lot of. I'm not going to say snag a bunch of. I'm not going to ever tell you to grab a bunch off the shelf, because that's not how we do here. That's not the type of practicing that I preach. You pre-order if you're going to speculate, you know? Or you wait till it's a back issue. Good luck with that. Not on the Batman. And then Green Lantern number 1 is probably another one that could have a little something-something to it. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So that's those are the DC books coming out next week. Now let's hop back over to previews here and let's see what's on the table for the 7th of April. Starting with some indies now. Let's go Vault. Yeah, we got some Vault. We got Engine War number 9. Two covers on that one, as well as Hollow Heart number 2 and Vampire the Masquerade number 7. Yeah, some series continuing on there. Hollow Heart, a little horror series that I haven't gotten around to reading yet. I think from Titan. Yeah, we got our Blade Runner 2029 number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers. And then Snoopy Come Home. What is this? The 11th facsimile edition of the original 1960 classic Peanuts. Paperbacks first published in 1965, featuring 126 Sunday Peanuts newspaper strips from 1962 to 1965. Cool. Titan? Nope. Nothing from Titan coming out next week. How about Scoot? Or, Scoot. Scoot, and I'm not talking about, you know, I don't know. We're talking about the kids stuff is what I'm trying to say. We got a coloring book, apparently. Is it? It's a create a comic one-shot. Color, write, draw. Bam. For kids of all ages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love this idea. I love what Scout is fucking doing. I really do. I love how they're bringing in the Scoot and... I've got kids now, so I can appreciate it that much more. Oh, what is this? We've got the Impure number 1. Let's see. Rolf Singh and Hannes Radke. The newest entry in the Scout nonstop imprint. Years after Nero and Minerva's homeworld, Castor, was destroyed by aliens, the siblings join the dreaded Earth forces to ensure something like this will never happen again. When Minerva betrays her Nero and all they ever believed in, it is up to Nero to stop his sister before she reaches the Alien Alliance. For what Minerva has stolen may well turn the tides of war and spell humanity's downfall. Enjoy the world premiere issue, followed by an entire story collected soon after in one volume. That's how their nonstop stuff works. They do the one issue and then boom, trade, bam. 4 issues, 6 issues, however they want to do it. But... I love it. I love it. I love this. This actually sounds pretty neat, too. I love whatever Scout does. I'm such a fucking fanboy. This podcast is even sponsored by Scout. And I never shout out my coupon code like I should be. You know, anytime you go to Scout Comics, scoutcomics.com, at checkout, use 10% off. 10% off, or use Cheers10 is what I mean to say at checkout for 10% off. It works. I've tried it. It's neato. I fucking love it. And then Sam and his Talking Gun number 2 also coming out. I have the first issue. I think I have a couple copies, actually. I wanted to read this one in its entirety, though. Or at least in its first arc. So, yeah. Ovi? Only press, we've got Agra Tsutsuko Meet Her World number 1. Okay. 2 covers on that one. Then we got Rick and Morty Worlds Apart number 3. 2 covers on that one. Well, Rick and Morty action. Mad Cave. We've got Nottingham number 2. Gotta add this. Yeah, I did add it. I did add this one. Just late though. There might be something to this one. I hear the speculators chattering. I do. There might be something to it. We'll see. Lots of scrolling from this point on. Sorry. Behemoth? No, nothing from Behemoth? Yeah. How about Antarctic? We've got Death by Life, number 1. Mm-hmm. From Anthony Zaccari and Claudio Sepulveda. There we go. The long angelic wars are over, but Death has been allowed to keep his powers to do his job, though under the watchful eye of the Archangel Meridia. Archangel? Archangel? However, the empathy and other moral values at an all-time low, Death finds himself actually bored and fed up with his work. Then, an event occurs that causes Death to feel something new to him. The touch of the living. The ramifications could shake the very foundations of existence. That's an intriguing looking cover with the baby and the weird, huh? Isn't that weird? That one is. Then we got Exciting Comics number 9. We got Gold Digger 280. What is this one? Planet Comics Sketchbook. A bunch of blank covers, looks like. One shot Red Giant, one shot White Giant, one shot Black Giant, one shot Apollo 15 pack. Oh, that would be the black, the white, and the red. Why did you put an H accent in red? Red. I'm a fucking moron. Tank Girl. King Tank Girl, to be more precise, on its fourth issue. Two covers on that one. This one's on the pull list. Still gotta track down number one, though. For some reason, number one didn't make it. From Aftershock, we got Miles to Go, and then we got Project Patron. Patron, number one. Talked about that one on the FOC's for shout. Then we've got Ablaze. From Ablaze, Sumerian Iron Shadows in Moon. Shadows in Moon. Iron Shadows in Moon. What? In the Moon? Of. Yeah. It's Iron Shadows in the Moon, people. I'm so sorry. Good lord. But how about these covers, huh? I think I got the D cover, actually. fucking love these homage covers, man. It's so good. It's so good. I love it. I fucking love it. So that's Ablaze. A little Ablaze. And we got some Boom. A little Boom Studios. We got Berserker, number one, second print foil. The second print might be something to get after. If you can. I didn't pre-order mine. Because I figured, I was kind of a dummy in a sense. You know, and I preached it when I talked about the third printing. And I didn't practice my own shit. And I'm going, oh no, the second printing's probably not going to be nearly, as much, because everybody went in on the first printing, and yeah, but I don't know. I think that's the one this week when it comes to Boom. I do, if you're a speculator at least. Then we got Buffy the Vampire Slayer on its 24th issue, three covers that you get on that one. Last Witch number 4, a couple covers there. Magic Pack. What? This must be okay. A Magic the Gathering number 1. Yeah, see, this book hasn't even come out yet, and it's already gone into a second printing. What the shit? So 1, 2, 3 covers on that one. Looks like I got a blank sketch variant. Not very blank, though. Pretty purple. And then Origins on its 6th issue, wrapping up there. I'm going to go through and check that out in its completed format now. And then 7 Secrets on its 7th issue. Fuck. I got to read this first story arc, damn it. I got a lot of catching up to do. But I've been getting better at that, though. I have. Been doing a lot of back issue reading lately. I got IDW. From IDW, we got Marvel Action Captain Marvel number 2. Well, Star Wars Adventures High Republic. Or Star Wars High Republic Adventures, rather. Sorry. Number 3 on that one. There might be something to that one. I'm subscribed to 2 of everything of this High Republic stuff right now. The Star Wars fever has me bit hard. Then we got Transformers 84 Legends and Rumors 100-page giant for $8 coming out. And Transformers Beast Wars number 3. Yeah, duh, 100%. Fuck yeah. I did decide, though, I'm going to read this in 6-issue arcs. Or 5, however the arcs work. Whether it's running 5 issues or 6 issues or whatever it is. Yeah. I want to binge it, because that's the way I've worked my life out now. With not having to do the highlight episodes, I can enjoy comics in the format I want to enjoy them now. And not be Mr. Newsy Poo. And then just do a review when I feel necessary on the old YouTubes. Alright. What do we have here with the Dark Horse? We've got Beasts of Burden, Occupied Territory, number 1 of a little 4-parter. I think I get that one coming at me. 2 covers on that one. We got Dead Dog's Bite, number 2. This one, that might have a little potential. I read the first one and thought, okay, I could see this one being adapted. Fury Case, number 3. Oh, a little 4-parter. 2 covers on that one. God of War, Fallen God number 2, and then some Overwatch wrapping up with its 5th issue, a couple covers on that one. Yeah, let's see what's going on with Image. From Image, we got Bliss number 6. Yeah, man. Is this the 6th and final issue? Let's see here. Whatever happened to Perry's mother, Mabel, for it? 4 issues, the question has floated. As for now, we discover the fate of our heroine. Benton relives his path from monster to reconciliation. Perry desperately tries to return with one thing he believes can save his father. The goddess Celeste probes deep into both men's past to bring back... Okay, cool. I know, I just kind of mumbled that in there. I was hoping it would, you know, confirm whether or not the series was ending. I had Sean Lewis on the podcast a couple times, one specifically to talk about Bliss, and sounded like this was a mini-series when we talked about it, but maybe plans have changed? Maybe this does wrap up? The only reason I don't know for sure is because I was waiting till the 6th issue to come together and read it all. So, yeah, we'll see here. We'll see. Or maybe it's going to go 8? I don't know. Maybe I'll just ask him. Me and my privileges. You could just tweet him the same, I'm sure. Look at me trying to sound fucking important. Commanders in Crisis, number 7. Hey, I've Skyped with him, okay? Have you Skyped with Sean Lewis? Have you? Mm-hmm. Sean Christopher Lewis? I know his middle name. Yeah, because it was on his book. sorry. Fucking Commanders. What is in this tea? Commanders in Crisis, number 7 of a little 12-parter. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on that one. It's, again, another series that I think is undervalued right now. I think it's going to amount to something big once the masses get a hold of it. Then we got a Deep Beyond, number 3. This is a 12-part horror series coming out. Lots of fucking covers still on this one. 6 covers on this. They're all good, no doubt. It's just a lot of covers for an Image number 3. You know, I don't know. Maybe there was so many, so many people, cover artists got a hold of this and said, I wanted to do a cover, and Image just approved all of them and said, fuck it. More money for us. I don't know. We've got Firepower number 10 popping off here. Yeah, I fell off of that one. Apparently I didn't read all the fucking material you needed to read before the number 1 came out. I didn't realize I had to take a class on Firepower. Geiger, number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on this one. Yes, I'm subscribed to it. It sounds amazing, and I can't wait. I can't wait to check it out. We've got Inkblot carrying on with its 7th. Uh-oh. Might have to drop this one just because, you know, I haven't had the chance to get around to it yet, and I thought it was a miniseries that I would just be able to get around to whenever, but I ain't got time, as they've said. Nocterra, I love this series after the first issue so much. I'm so excited. I think this is my favorite thing that Scott Snyder's ever done. I'm just one issue in. Yeah, so this is issue number 2 coming out. So pumped. Savage Dragon, 258 coming out. Mm-hmm. Silver Coin. Fuck, I feel like this one was just on the FOCs. It's coming out quick. This is just a little 5-part miniseries that I find very, very intriguing. Chip Zdarsky and Michael Walsh. Yeah. Yeah. A million times, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. And then Walking Dead, number 12, Deluxe. So it's The Walking Dead reproduced in Technicolor. So there you go. Now let's wrap this motherfucker up with some Marvel stuff, huh? What's coming out from Marvel this week that we need to get excited about? Should already be in your pull list, by the way. Just saying. I'm never going to not drill that into your heads. The day I stop drilling the importance of pre-ordering is the day that I stop caring. Yeah, I'll start walking outside with a fucking bathrobe and, I don't know, how else do you show you don't care? skin-toned bodysuit. in a fucking motorized vehicle at Walmart. Yep. That's how I'm gonna live my life. When I stop not pounding the importance of pre-ordering. How's that for alliteration? Alright, Amazing Spider-Man number 63. He's still got that silly suit. Is it silly? I don't know. You be the judge. Two covers on that one. America Chavez. Made in the USA. Number two. This is one that we should probably... If it's not on your pull list already, it probably should be. They're probably going to introduce a character by the name of Probably. No, I don't know. I just said probably a lot. But no, I think there's going to be a bad guy involved. And I don't know. There might be something here. There might be something. We'll see. I keep not adding it for some reason. I don't really care about the characters as of yet. But maybe one day. Maybe one day. Avengers... Hold on. That's the second printing. Number 44. They got a Momoko cover and a connecting cover. But what is it connecting to? And then... that's it. Alright. So what are we doing here? Enter the Phoenix, the fiery finale. Oh, you're good at alliteration too. Mr. Professional Writer. What the fuck is in my tea right now? Jesus Christ. I'm excited to figure out what the hell happens with this Enter the Phoenix stuff, because it's going to set up this Reborn stuff, I believe. I don't know, we'll see. We got Avengers Mech Strike number 3 of a little 5 pata. I've actually surprisingly enjoyed this. I didn't think it'd be something I was into, but I really liked how that first issue jumped off, and I've been a fan. We got Conan the Barbarian, number 20. What, the Momoko Demon Days went into a second printing? What is up with this cover? Jesus criminy. Boy. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Sorry. We got Excalibur number 20. it's still on the pull list. I'm not really reading it though. Immortal Hulk number 45. We got another homage variant, and then we got Rob Leftfielder, and then the Pacheco Reborn variant. Okay. Oh, and then we got the King in Black number 5. Everybody's already talking. Somehow this was leaked and spoiled, and I'm not gonna spoil it. Obviously, I don't know how credible the sources are. I know that the first source that came out and leaked it wasn't credible at all. It was a whole lot of I heard bullshit. But since then, I've heard reputable speculators, pretty much kind of say, "Yeah, what are we doing about our Null stuff here?" So, I don't know. Apparently need some more tea. I'm still super invested in this book, and regardless of what happens to any characters, I'm not gonna be mad. I don't think. I really don't think I am. So we'll see. We'll see. It's been a fun run, no matter what. Kate's whole symbiote shit. It's been a lot of fucking fun. I'm real anxious to see what this last issue of Venom comes out to be, too. More than anything, it's not so much the fate of anyone that I care about as much as Eddie Brock. So, yeah. We'll see. And he dead right now. Let's see. We have lots of covers on this one, as per the usual. And then we got, let's see, Planet of the Symbiotes wrapping in the King in Black. We got Marauders, number 19. Runaways, 35. Squadron Supreme, Marvel Tales, with its $8 bad self. Star Wars High Republic, number 4. I don't know if there's a whole lot to speculate on with this one. But... yeah, this is going to be the point in this run where the print numbers start to slow down as well. So that right there is what you speculate on. you know, the long-term value of, you know, hey, it was a great series and, you know, set up this whole universe and, yeah. I'm caught up on this series now, I'm proud to say. I told you, I've been doing some back issue reading. And, you know, I like it. I do. I like this series. I like the characters that they're bringing in. I think it's an interesting story arc, and from what we have so far, and I like the little twisty poos with the characters, and yeah. I don't know. I think haters at this point are the same people that hated the Star Wars stuff before any of the new Star Wars stuff. After the I guess the original trilogy, so I'm talking like episode one, all of that stuff. These are the people that hated before they, you know, they even saw anything, just knowing about it. You know, I don't know. I've heard a couple people say, you know, it's trash, but then I look at their, you know, social media profile and I'm like, ah, no, you're that guy. So I don't know. I think it's fine. Not just fine. I think it's good. I dig it. I like where this is going. I think it's going to set some big stuff up in the series. And once again, with this fourth issue not having any advertised appearances, then I think this is when the print run slows down and the scarcity becomes, yeah. I don't know. It makes it easier for the demand to outweigh the supply, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Venom, number 34, and I tell you what, this fucking Man Thing cover. Fuck, I forgot to order this. I already know this isn't going to be in my pull box. I'm going to have to go to Hooked On Comics on Tuesday. Got to set an alarm for that one to make, for sure. That's amazing. It's Superlog. Superlog is the artist on this. I fucking love it. So that's the second to last. Hold on. After the pulse-pounding race to the finish, Venom number 4 stands as the series finale tie-in to King in Black. But is this issue also the end of the Venom symbiote as we know it? So what? Okay, so we still got to get to issue 35. Fuck. Alright, there might be something to this issue, guys. I don't know, man. I don't want to tell you guys to go all in on this, but I think I am going to try to get my hands on a couple extra copies, just in case. I might actually be subscribed to two of everything with Venom now that I think about it. I don't know. Maybe we'll luck out. But more than anything, I want this fucking this Man Thing variant, the Superlog variant. Jesus Christ. So that's it. That's it. I know this has gone awfully long for the normal, usual Polis priorities, but I'm not going to skimp on anything that I find valuable. You know, once again, if you're a reader just trying to figure out how and when and why and what, then, yeah, no, this is what I designed it for. But, you know, lately it's become, you know, I understand the financial market as well. And I know there's a lot of people just trying to, you know, plug their nose and jump into this without having a lot of guidance. And I am trying to help guide you by giving you, you know, tips and tricks on how to do this properly and how not to be a hated member of the community as a newbie investor. And I say the term investor, and, you know, that's what I'm investing. Like I said, my fucking FOC list this week is gnarly. As a matter of fact, it's so dense that I'm going to have to send it twice just to make sure that he gets it. Yeah, so there we go. I hope you understand the value and importance of the material that I put on in this episode. I'll talk to you again on Monday. I have another badass interview lined up. You'll just have to wait and find out and see, though. Oh, you know what? I haven't mentioned one time. Not one time. And I have a podcast as a platform. The Cheers to Comics podcast website is live. CheersToComics.com. So that's where I'm going to be sending you for everything now. You know, you want to go get on the Scout subscription box, go to CheersToComics.com, and there's a link right there. Bam, click it, and then it'll take you right to where you need to go to that. You know, it's easy. Remember, use code CHEERS10 when checking out there for anything and everything at scoutcomics.com. CheersToComics.com. Check it out, man. I like to see the little foot traffic, and I'll always have the episodes and content updated, so the YouTube stuff and the most recent episodes are all up there. You can see upcoming shows, upcoming creator interviews, so yeah, that's how you get the little hinty poos as to what could be possibly dropping soon, and in no particular order either. Suspenseful, yes. Check that out. I'm really, really proud of that, and I got to shout out NSCLiveTV.com and Inked Marketing for helping me get that going. You know, it's like I told you at the beginning of the year, you know, and towards the end of the year, that this website, you know, is in the works, and I wanted to make sure it was right where I wanted it before I launched it, and it's been right where I want it, or as far as I'm going to take it at this point in time. Stay tuned, though, because you'll see that there is a store coming soon. I Cheers to Comics is going to advance on a whole nother level. I'll get into retail, baby. Yeah. So get excited for that. Get excited for that. But this whole diamond thing, I've had these plans lined up to get a diamond account, but now the diamond's not a thing, and now I gotta, you know, try to figure out what it takes to go through Penguin. Yeesh. Yeah. So this is what we have planned, man. This is exciting shit. Exciting shit. And I needed the website, just a real thing before I really started talking about this stuff and making it a reality. So check that out. Had a lot of fun helping, you know, the design of that and making it my own. And yeah, pretty proud of it. Pretty proud of it. Remember, leave 5-star reviews on iTunes. Do that. I'm trying to get to a milestone mark here, people. I'm loving the reviews that have been coming in. I am. And eventually, when I actually have iTunes pulled up and I'm prepared, I'll read a few of them to you, and yours could be featured too. It could. Probably will be at some point. I don't know. Depends on, well, how many stars you give me. I only accept 5 stars. What you don't know about me is I have the ability to find you. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. So, thanks for tuning in, really. Remember, don't mistake the value of pre-ordering your books, and I'll talk to you again soon. Stay safe out there. Read responsibly. Cheers, you fuckers.
Hi, you're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
This is Mark Russell, and you're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
Hey, everyone, I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
This is Drew Zucker. You're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.